USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
21 senators have pitched a much smaller proposal than the Biden administration's $4 trillion infrastructure plan, which invests in roads, bridges, and other projects. But that's not good enough, says Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
What is in the bipartisan bill in terms of spending is, from what I can see, mostly good. It is roads and bridges, and we need to do that. That is what we are proposing in our legislation, but in much greater numbers.
Senator Sanders on NBC's Meet the Press. Democrats are seeking to include climate change mitigation and new investments in areas like child care in their proposal. Several bicyclists were critically injured when a driver plowed into them at a road race northeast of Phoenix. Police then chased the suspect and shot him. A 35-year-old man hospitalized in critical condition. And witnesses say a driver appeared to intentionally slam into spectators at a pride parade in South Florida last night, killing one, seriously injured another. They were arrested. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
As discussions over infrastructure continue, many say cybersecurity needs to be part of it. Dan Naraki reports from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
Talks over a bipartisan infrastructure spending proposal continue as a bill from a bipartisan group of senators is being scrutinized from both sides of the aisle. On Friday, the White House said it couldn't support indexing the gas tax to inflation, something that is used to pay for the projects in the group's latest proposal. There are still also disputes over what should be in an infrastructure plan. Congressman Tony Gonzalez says there needs to be a conversation about what priorities have to be addressed first. But the Texas Republican tells Fox News that cybersecurity is one that should be included.
We really have to have the discussion on what is infrastructure. And the other thing I would add is I would like to see some cybersecurity aspect in there. We've seen some of the most recent things occur with the pipeline, with the meat factory and others, meat plants and others. So we got to ensure cybersecurity is included in that infrastructure discussion.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A conservative influencer has filed a lawsuit against Twitter and the California Secretary of State, alleging they colluded to censor election-related content. The lawsuit states that employees with the California Office of Election Cybersecurity flagged tweets because they purportedly contained misinformation. Twitter subsequently removed many, including those written by the plaintiff, Rogan O'Hanley, who was permanently suspended for a tweet about the January 6th seize of the U.S. Capitol. Twitter has permanently suspended a large number of accounts before and after the 2020 election, including that of then-President Donald Trump. President Biden has lifted a tariff on goods being imported from the European Union.
The tariffs were imposed by the administration of former President Donald Trump during a 17-year trade dispute with the European Union over aerospace subsidies and were estimated to cost the Scotch industry about $830 million in exports. The United States and European Union ended the aerospace dispute when they reached a 5-year truce this week. The U.S. is the largest market for Scotch whiskey exports. Makers of cashmere, construction vehicles, cheese, and other goods will also see tariff relief. Tariffs on U.S. whiskey going to Britain remain as a part of a different trade dispute instituted after the Trump administration created tariffs on metals from the European Union as well as Mexico and Canada. Industry officials hope the momentum will lead to resolution of those tariffs as well. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.